Okay, I took a piece from the Rav's Shurim on Bava Metzia. This is the new Sefer which came out this year, and you can pick it up at the farm sale. So, giving you an example of a sample of what's in there. So, open it up to the first page. It's page Shin Ches. It's the Inyan Eretz Yisrael Kedushasa. Again, close to Tu B'Shvat, so I thought it was appropriate to talk about Eretz Yisrael. And the Pashios are getting, leaving Mitzrayim, going to Eretz Yisrael. So basically what we want to investigate, with the Rav is guiding us, is Eretz Yisrael a single concept, or is it a multiple layer of concepts? Is there a single thing called Eretz Yisrael, or are there different things going on in Eretz Yisrael? So first of all, we know that the Rambam, he writes that Tumas and Maisers in an Ogim Ella in a Torah Ella Beretz Yisrael. So Mitzvah of Tumah, Maiser, you know, 7-year cycle, Shemitah, etc., that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. The Rambam writes, Eretz Yisrael Amur B'chol Mokom, what is Eretz Yisrael? So it's already a Chiddush. He asks the question, what is Eretz Yisrael? We know Eretz Yisrael, it has boundaries in the Chumash. So he says, that's not the definition. Eretz Yisrael Amur B'chol Mokom, He baratzot shekivshan melech Yisrael, onavi medat rov Yisrael, v'zeh nikva kibush rabim. Eretz Yisrael is a place which a country conquered by a Jewish king or navi, where the Jews agreed to that, and this is called kibush rabim. The public has conquered the land. Av yachad mi Yisrael mishpacho shevish alchu v'chavshan latzman makom afilu min haaretz. La'Avraham, if some other entity conquers land, not a melech, with Rov Yisrael, some other entity conquers the land which was given to Avraham, Einan Nikra Eretz Yisrael. Today, Shinhagu Bo Kol HaMitzvot. It's not called Eretz Yisrael to keep all the mitzvot. It's a very interesting statement over here. So he's saying that there is a land given to Avraham Avinu, which we know are basically the borders as described in and presumably that land is on the western bank of the Jordan River, and north is, let's say, somewhere around southern Lebanon, and south is someplace near Gaza. So the land of the seven nations. However, mitzvos, to do all the mitzvos, you have to have the second step of a Jewish king conquering the land and endowing it with Kedusha, and then the mitzvos kick in. However, the Rambam is very careful with his language. He says the land given to Avraham needs the second level of Kiddush. Einu nikra Eretz Yisrael kedei shinhagu bo kol mitzvot. To do all the mitzvot. So in order to do all the mitzvot, you have to have the borders of the land and this second level of Kiddush, creating the Kedusha through the nation of Israel under the leadership of a king. And he says, Rov Yisrael, that the majority of the Jews agree, means that Sanhedrin HaGadol, backing up the king, Sanhedrin HaGadol, represents Am Yisrael's decision-making process. So it's the king and Am Yisrael with the Sanhedrin, they create Kedusha. When you have that double level, the natural borders of the geography plus the Kiddush of Melech and Sanhedrin, you get all the mitzvot. Otherwise, you don't have all the mitzvot. So Tumos, and he's saying this right at the beginning of Hilchos Tumos, so he's talking the same halacha of Tumos and Maisro. So Tumas and Maisus needs this double level of Eretz Yisrael, the natural geography, plus the Kiddush of the Beis Din. Right, as he said it is. However, it seems from the Rambam that there could be, without that Kiddush of the Beis Din, you still have an Eretz Yisrael which has some mitzvot. That's what seems to be. to get all the mitzvot, shinhagabo kolam mitzvot, you need Sanhedrin with the melech, but without that, you could do certain mitzvot. So that's what we want to investigate primarily. We want to investigate which mitzvot relate to just a simple geography of Eretz Yisrael, and which mitzvot require what we call in halacha kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the geography of Eretz Yisrael by itself, without the Beis Din being mekadesh it, the Rav calls his language is shame Eretz Yisrael. It has a name of Eretz Yisrael, and if it gets that kiddush of the Sanhedrin with the melech, it gets what he calls the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. If he says there's Aleph Beis, there are two levels here in Eretz Yisrael, chalosh shem Eretz Yisrael, the Hainish Nitna la'Avram Avinu l'gvulotah, given to Avram with the gvulot, and bet kedushat Eretz Yisrael, the cholidei kibush rabbin. Mitzvahs, tumas, and maisvahs require mekomosh and eskacha b'kedusha sa'aretz. Okay, so now go to Beis, section Beis in Shin Tes. What about the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? Mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. Does that mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz depend on Kedusha Sa'aretz? Or that mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael depends simply on the Shem of Eretz Yisrael? It's Eretz Yisrael in a geographic sense. Now we do know that they definitely are not identical in terms of geography, both in time and place and time. The Gvulot of Eretz Yisrael is a God-given land given to Avraham Avinu. However, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, first of all, it depends on the kibush. How much was conquered? Well, how much was settled? So that could be much less than the Gvulot. And second of all, it depends on the time, because the Rambam Paskin, based on Gemaras, that when the Jews are driven out of the land, in the time of Yeshua, by the Babylonians, we were driven out of the land, that canceled the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, because we created the Kedusha by conquering the land with the king and the Sanhedrin. When we were driven off, the Kedusha disappeared. However, it remains Eretz Yisrael, even though there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz. So Kedusha Sa'aretz is not identical, not in place nor in time, with the shame of Eretz Yisrael. The shame of Eretz Yisrael is the God-given land, which is immutable. It doesn't change. It's the same forever since the time of Avram. It's the same borders always. However, the Kedusha, it comes and goes. Depends on the place and the depends on the time. That's part of the discussion of the timing of the Kedusha, correct? Okay, so now we want to know, is the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael depend on the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, or does it depend upon the shame of Eretz Yisrael? And I'll just make an application as we finish the discussion to Eilat. Is there a mitzvah to live in Eilat, if you want to do mitzvah Yishuv for Eretz? Okay. So he says, the Rav, that he feels, and just in general, he feels the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael does not depend upon the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So, first of all, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were given the mitzvah to live in the land, even though there was no Kedusha. The Kedusha of the land, the Chiyuvim of mitzvot, Tumas, and Maisos, only begins with Yehoshua ben Nun. When the Jews come in, it says in the Gemara, 14 years, Kibush V'chiluk, and then the Sanhedrin of Yeshua was Makadish, the land. But Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they had a mitzvah to live there despite the lack of Kedusha. Then if you look in the Rambam, he says here in this first paragraph, look in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, where there's a long discussion of the mitzvah to live in the land of Israel, there's no mention of any problem of Kedusha, of any element of Kedusha necessary. In Hilchos Trumos, where the Rambam begins this discussion of the Chiyuv of Trumos and Maisros, and he says it's a function of the Melech with the Sanhedrin being Makadosh the land, the Rambam goes on and he explains that that Kedusha was only as far as Yeshua and, I guess, little bit, I don't know how much longer after Yeshua that Kiddush continued. As much of the land as Yeshua ben Nun are actually created for Kedusha. And that Kedusha was canceled when the Babylonians came in and drove us off. And how much Kedusha actually comes back in the second base of Mikdash is a whole big discussion, which I didn't want to go into. It's not enough time. It's the end of this piece that Rav discusses that. But the Kedusha comes back in the second base of Mikdash because Ezra also has a Sanhedrin. However, that Kedusha which comes back on the second time is a very weak Kedusha. It doesn't have all the mitzvot of the first Kiddush. For example, Chumos and Rambam Paskin's a famous psak that there is no mitzvah deraisa of Chuma and Meiser in the second base of the second temple era. The Kiddush of Ezra was weak. It didn't have Bias Kochem, he says it didn't have enough Jews behind it. And it created some Kedusha, but not enough for Chumas and Maestros. So, and then when we're driven off the land by the Romans, there's another big machlokas going on. The Rambam feels that some of that Kedusha still remains. However, the Ravid says all the Kedusha is gone once we're driven off by the Romans. So everything is according to the Ravid nowadays in Israel in terms of Kedusha Sa'aretz would be Midrabbanan. There's no mitzvah deraisa whatsoever. There's no Kedusha. That's why Shemitah nowadays is Midrabbanan, according to almost all the postgim and the question of selling the land to get out of a mitzvah deraisa. But Shemitah and Chumas and Maisus, even the Rambam agrees, is only Midrabbanan. Nowadays the Kedusha was destroyed, if any, Kedusha of the second base of Mikdash, second temple era. However, is there a mitzvah to live in the land of Israel without Kedusha deraisa? Is there a mitzvah deraisa to live there? So, all of this about Kedusha being there, being rescinded, is in the Rambam Hilchos Chumos. He discusses it at great length. First base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash, and so on. But in Hilchos Melachim, when he talks about living in the land of Israel, and he's very strong about the mitzvah to live there, he makes no mention of the fact that you should try to live in a place which has Kedusha Sa'aretz. He doesn't say that. He just says you should live in the land of Israel, period. He doesn't talk about first base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash, Yeshua, Ezra. We were there, we were driven off the land, the Kedusha is there, it's not there. He doesn't talk about it at all. So apparently, the Rambam does distinguish between the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz and the mitzvah of Chumas Maisus, Shemitah Chumas Maisus. The cycle Shemitah Chumas Maisus, the 7-year cycle, has to do with Kedusha Haaretz. Kedusha Haaretz comes and goes, depending very much if the Jews have control. If we have control with the Sanhedrin, we can create Kedusha, and if we lose it, Kedusha goes away. However, the land remains a special land with a mitzvah to live there. Okay, that seems to be very, very clear. There would be a mitzvah to live every place in the land of Israel despite the lack of the Kedusha. Okay, now the Rav has a very surprising, interesting chiddush over here about this. I mean, Adkan, I don't think it's such a chiddush. I think it's almost black and white in the Rambam if you just look at it. But he has a very interesting chiddush. You follow me, I hope, but it's a little complicated. Rambam wrote that in order to create Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the king, backed by Jewish people, the Sanhedrin takes control of the land and is Makadosh the land. That creates Kedusha. If, however, it's not being done by a king under the Sanhedrin, he says that won't create Kedusha. Now, we have a Rambam. There's a discussion in the Gemara, in the Rambam Paskins that in his own way. What's the status of the land called Syria? Syria nowadays, Syria. It was conquered by David HaMelech. It was conquered by David HaMelech. So the Gemara wants to know, someone's living in, after David HaMelech conquered it, okay, way back then, a Jew went and lived in Syria because it's under the control of the Jewish kingdom. So does he have a mitzvah of Chumas and Maestros? I mean, crops are grown there. Do we have a mitzvah of Chumas and Maestros in Syria? So the Gemara says, well, it would depend. If David HaMelech followed the rules of Kibush Rabim, of the way you're supposed to conquer the land, then yes, it would get the Kedusha. Even though it's not within the God-given borders, it's outside the God-given borders which were given to Abraham. But there's a pasuk, Kol Mokom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem L'cha Tiyah. Any place you move or you expand, God says, I give it to you. So there is a concept of, let's call it the greater Israel, of expanding Israel outside the God-given borders, L'cha Tiyah Kol Mokom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem. So the Gemara wants to know, if David HaMelech, presumably he had a Sanhedrin behind him, if he went and with Jewish army and they conquered Syria, does Syria now become part of Eretz Israel and have the mitzvahs of Chumos and Maestros, the Raisa? So the Gemara says, well, it's not, wasn't so simple, because what he did was Kibush Yochid. It was not Kibush Rabin. And we don't know if Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yochid, Lo Shmei Kibush. What's the problem of Kibush Yochid? So there's a machlokas in the Mefarshim, what that means. Rashi learns very simply. Rashi says, David HaMelech went and conquered Syria without consulting the Sanhedrin. He never got the green light of Sanhedrin. He did an executive order of his own, just sent the army and conquered Syria. Never talked to the Sanhedrin, the Congress, the courts, to get the official green light. So since it's Kibush Yochid, so Lo Shmei Kibush. He does not create the Kedusha. The Kedusha has to be the Melech, of course, because he's the chief executive, but he has to have the backing of Sanhedrin, which means the will of the nation as represented by Sanhedrin. He never had the will of the nation behind him. It's only Kibush Yochid. However, Tosfos says he can't imagine that David HaMelech would do something without consulting Sanhedrin. He says it's a far-fetched for Rashi to say such a thing. So Tosfos says, he comes up with something, he found a Yerushalmi, that this pasuk that says, Kol Mokom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem L'cha Tiyah, that you can move out beyond the borders and wherever you go it becomes yours, it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael, has to follow the kibush of Eretz Yisrael proper. There's a seder. First, we have a mitzvah to take control of Eretz Yisrael, where Hashem gave us the land. We have a mitzvah to take control, to make a kibush of Eretz Yisrael. After we have Eretz Yisrael, then we can expand it, Kol Mokom, beyond Eretz Yisrael. But David HaMelech, he jumps the gun, Tosfos says. He, before conquering all the places, Yehoshua ben Nun left lots of places which he never conquered. The Gemara is very critical of Yehoshua ben Nun, that he didn't do his job. That's why he died early, etc. So there were a lot of lands which were in the borders of Israel, in the north, in the south, in the east, etc., where there were still plenty of other nations there, and they were bothering the Jews, and it was in the borders. So David should have taken care of all of these places and then go to Syria. But he went to Syria before doing the rest of the land, and since he did it shelo kaseda, not according to the regular order, that's called kibush yachid. And that cannot create the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the new lands, has to follow the first regular kibush of Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, and then you can go and make it a little bit bigger. But if you do it the other way, you don't get the Kedusha, because if it's done shalom, commits vasa, not the regular way of the mitzvah. That's what Tosfos says, and the Rambam also paskins like that. The Rambam says that's the reason, in the bottom paragraph in Shin Tes, he says that's the reason he didn't get the Kedusha for Truma and Maisa. But let's look at that Rambam and look at the language of it. It says, Aratzos Shekibesh David, on page Shin Tes, bottom left-hand paragraph, he says, Aratzos Shekibesh David Chutz Le'eretz Kanan, Gilon Aram Naram Ram Tzor V'Achla V'Keretz Abem, Aval Pi Shemelech Yisrael Hu, Aval Pi Bez Nagod Hu Ose, Eino Ke'eretz Yisrael L'chol Dover, Loko Chutz Le'eretz L'chol Dover. The lands he conquered are not completely Eretz Yisrael, and they're not Chutz Le'eretz, Gon Bavol HaMitzrayim. El Yotzu Mechlal Chutz Le'eretz, it's not Chutz Le'eretz, Yosin Keretz Yisrael, lower Giyuk, but it's not Eretz Yisrael. It's some kind of in-between. Neymar Yodim Malas Eretz Yisrael. Why isn't Syria like Israel? Neshe Kovash Osam Kodem Sheyichbosh Kol Eretz Yisrael. Ala Nisha Bo Mezainam. He did it before he conquered the real Eretz Yisrael. He left some of the nations there. Ilu Tofas Kol Eretz Kanan Ligvul Oseo. Vachan Kach Kovash Arotzos Acheros Hoye Kibusho Kulo Keretz Yisrael Lechol Dovo. If he would have done it the right way, the right order, first finish Eretz Yisrael, then go to these other lands, would be Eretz, then I would say to Eretz Yisrael, but because he did it in the wrong order, that's why these places are somehow in between. Surya yesh b'dvarim, shibahen keretz Yisrael. Yesh dvarim, shibahen keretz chutz l'aretz. Some way Surya is Israel, some way it's not Israel. If you buy land there, Kekona Beretz Yisrael. Le'inyan Chumos U'maisros U'shviyas Ve'kol B'Surya Medivei Sof. If you get land in Surya, you have to give Chuma, Mais, and Shviyas. However, this is only Midrabon. Okay. Then and then page Shin Yud, and about 6-7 lines down, Rambam Perek Vav Melech Shabbos Alocha Yud Aleph, Keach Bayis Beretz Yisrael Menanochri. If you buy a house in Israel, Mudalolo Menanochri Lichlodosh Dab Shabbos. You can do the closing and tell the guy to write the Kedid on Shabbos. Shemila Nochri B'Shabbos Asume Duvrayim. Telling a guy to write on Shabbos Nisa du Rabbanon, Shum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but to live in Israel, Lo Gozer B'Dovah Zer. They didn't make a gezer. V'chein, Alokeach Bayis Mehem B'Surya. If you buy a house in Surya on Shabbos, you can tell the guy to write the Shtar. Shesurya Ke'eretz Yisrael L'Dovah Zer. Surya is like Israel. If you buy a house in Surya, you get the mitzvah Yishuv Ha'aretz. So the Rav is being medagdic here that in Hilchos Shabbos he doesn't say medivrei sofim, he doesn't say it's a derabbanon to buy the house in Syria the way he said in that other halacha in Hilchos Chumos he said Chumos u'maistris in Syria shviyas is medivrei sofim. Here he doesn't say it, so he says mashma the Rambam sova the chal b'Syria din Yishu for Oretz Midrais. To live there Midrais. Lufichach Posak Tivakon Abayis B'Suya Mutalom Alanochri Lichtav Shabbos Shabbos. Nira Da Rambam Sova De Din Suya Din Duraisa. The Chalba Shem Eretz on Midraisa Ach Leka B'Suya Chalos Din Kedusha Soretz Midraisa. Zem HaKavanosim Asher Kosav Shesuya ke Eretz Yisrael ledover ze. Vatzaloma afi shapasa kibush yochad lo shmei kibush. Vakomokam chal besuya chalo shem Eretz Yisrael. Shoymed mishmochi chal besuya mitzvahs yishu v'oretz medoraisa. Shmochi kares molav shtab b'shabbos. Mitzvahs tumus v'maisrois enu chalim besuya l'medorabona. V'nir d'zeh abir mashikos d'ram d'suya yotza mechlal chutz l'oretz. The Chalba Shem Eretz Yisrael. Lios Kesra Lo Agia Lo Neskatsha B'Kedushas as from the Raisa. He says a tremendous chiddush here, the Rav, that the Rambam paskins kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. Rav did it the wrong way. He couldn't create the regular status of Eretz Yisrael. However, that's only to create kedusha Eretz, to create a kedusha, to make a chiyuv of trumos and maisrus and the chiyuv of shmita. That you have to follow the regular order. However, the shame of Eretz Yisrael he was able to accomplish because at the end of the day, the Jewish nation conquered the land. Since the Jewish nation conquered the land, the Melech did it, and there was a Sanhedrin. They did it the wrong way, but they did it. So it becomes Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't get Kedusha. Kedusha has to follow the formal, regular, step-by-step. First, regular Eretz Yisrael, then add Kedusha to a new place. However, just going through the on-the-ground conquest of a Melech with a Sanhedrin makes that land a shame of Eretz Yisrael. It has the status of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to live there midaraisa. And therefore you can sign the shtar with the guy on Shabbos. Because the mitzvah deraisa of living in Eretz Yisrael is docha, overrules the mitzvah derabbanon to tell the guy to write the shtar. That's the Rav's big chiddush, and it fits very nicely into the exact words of the Rambam, where he says that Surya is in between. It's not Chutz La'aretz, but it's not Eretz Yisrael. What does he mean? What is this? It's not this, not that. He says it has the shame of Eretz Yisrael, but cannot get the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That puts it into this in-between situation. So therefore, there is a mitzvah to live in Surya, even though it doesn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So now let's talk a little bit about Eilat. Eilat is definitely outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael. There's no question about it. However, the Chumash says, go from the bottom of the Yam HaMelech, that's on the east, Yam HaMelech, and draw a line from there towards the Mediterranean. How you draw that line is a big machlokes. What the angle is, but definitely once you draw the line from the bottom of Yam HaMelech to some place on the Mediterranean, you're definitely not going to have a lot in the borders for sure. So Kuli Al-Mamoda, every single shita about what are the real border of Eretz Yisrael on the south, which is not so clear, everybody agrees that a lot is outside the border of God-given Eretz Yisrael. So, l'chayra, someone living in Eilat, is not being mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. Also would mean that someone living in Eilat should keep 2 days yontiv, because he's living in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, all the Jews in Eilat don't like this particular mitzvah. So what can we say to help out these nice people living in Eilat to help them get a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? So we can use what the Rav said here about Syria, that actually it's taka not within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. It's some new land, and the new land. So you'll say, okay, it's a new land, but it's kibush yachid. The Jewish state still doesn't assert sovereignty over Hebron. It doesn't say Hebron belongs to us. So it's not even being kovesh nowadays, not making a statement that Pidas Rov Yisrael. Let's assume, okay, let's go step by step. Is the state of Israel a melech? So some say no. Some say yes. So for our discussion, we'll say the state of Israel is a melech, it's Malchus Yisrael, it's a Jewish government. Fine. Then we'll go another step. Okay, when the state of Israel conquers land, or takes possession of land, this being done, al pidas Rov Yisrael, to the Jewish nation as a nation, agree. Whatever the Israeli government says belongs to the state of Israel, the majority of the Jews in that country, and that's, I'm not going to speak about the world, but let's say the majority of the Jews living in Israel agree that the government statement, this land is now Israeli Jewish land, is represents our will. I have to say probably yes, because there's a Knesset, and the government is elected by the Knesset, and the Knesset represents the will of the people. So if the government says that this land we conquered is Jewish, belongs to the state of Israel, and the state of Israel is Malchus Yisrael. By the way, I think tomorrow night at the Sforum Center, there's going to be a whole discussion. Is Israel theocracy, democracy? So I'm going. So what we're speaking here is theocracy. So it's a Malchus Yisrael, it's a Jewish kingdom, and the Knesset and the Israeli government, which comes out of the Knesset, their decision making is Das Rov Yisrael. So let's say we don't have a Sanhedrin, but the Rambam doesn't emphasize so much Sanhedrin in the process of Kedushas Haaretz as Rov Yisrael, that the majority of the Jews agree with the king. So when there's a Sanhedrin, they tell us what the majority of the Jews want. Today we don't have Sanhedrin, so we have a Knesset, which was elected by the Jews of the country, and they represent the will of the Am Yisrael in that country. So we'll say, but up until this point, I heard from the Rav. The Rav said he basically would accept this type of argument. So it's Malchus Yisrael, and there's Das Rov Yisrael. So great. So now we can create Kedushas Haaretz. However, the big problem is that the state of Israel itself says Hebron doesn't belong to us. It's a disputed area. So they have never asserted Jewish sovereignty, Israeli sovereignty, over the heartland of the God-given state of Israel. Shechem, Hebron, all these places they say is up for negotiation. So therefore they never declared it Jewish. Okay, I'm not getting into politics. I'm just saying this is the fact that we know it right now. So whether they should or shouldn't, that's politics. But I'm just saying they never did it. So if they never did it, we can't say that there's Das Rov Yisrael. According to our theory, that whatever the Israeli government, because they come from the Knesset, because they were elected, that's the Das Rov Yisrael. So they're saying what Das Rov Yisrael is. Das Rov Yisrael is that many of the God-given areas, there's no kibush. I mean, there is a kibush, and you might have it, but it's not, they don't declare it as Am Yisrael's land. So the concept of declaring it is at least to assert the kinyan. I mean, the foundation of the whole rule here of kibush is that Am Yisrael gets a kinyan. They take possession of the land. So it has to be a kinyan. So if they say we don't want a kinyan, so they don't have a kinyan. Plus they gave places away that they say and say whatever, Ramallah, Shechem, they say it's off limits for Israelis. I mean, I drive around Israel and a big sign, don't enter under your own risk. So there's no even protection there. So anyway, there's no Das Rov Yisrael on many of the real places of Israel. Now, but meanwhile, Feilat, we did take it, Am Yisrael, and we did assert Israeli kinyan and authority and sovereignty. However, this is the question. If you want to give Eilat a certain status in halacha, so it's done shelo kesidron. The Seder is not here because the basic land of Israel, is a lot of it is still up for grabs. It's not been taken under Jewish control. And meanwhile, this land outside of Israel has full Jewish control. Okay, it's very nice. So the Jewish country has a colony someplace off Africa called Eilat. But it's not part of the state of land of Israel. So can you have a status of a land of Israel in some new area if it's done shelo kesidron? So here the Rav is telling us a very big chiddush, that's exactly what he says. Yes, he says that the Surya of David HaMelech was exactly this case. Surya and David HaMelech's case, that was a piece of land that David took with Das Rov Yisrael. He had the majority of the Jews behind him. Sanhedrin gave him the green light. But it was done, Shalok Kesidron, Shalok Kemitzvasa. He went and took Syria before he finished the job of the regular country. And the Rav says that you get a din d'oraisa. Many, many of the Mefarshim think that Syria is A to Z, only a midrabanon. But the Rav says that from the Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam by the Hilchos Shabbos, that he says you do it like living in, you live there, he says you write the shtar like living in Israel. Even though the Rambam himself says it's a kibush yachid. So it's very difficult. The Gemara in Gittin, where the Rambam source, where the Gemara says you could write the shtar on Shabbos in order to live in Syria, the Gemara says explicitly that that Raisa is the man d'amar who says kibush yachid, shmei kibush. That's where the source of the Rambam is. But the Gemara says, there's a bunch of halachas about Surya, and it says this, and one of the dinim it says, you write the shtar on Shabbos to live. And it says, this Raisa is of the opinion kibush yachid, shmei kibush. You can look it up in the Gemara and get in Daf Ches. But the Rambam himself paskins kibush yachid, lo shmei kibush. That there is no chiyuv of the Raisa of Chumas and Maisus and so on in Syria. And still he paskins the din of writing the shtar on Shabbos. So that's the world's question against the Rambam. How can he paskin against the Gemara? So the answer is, the Rambam splits Kibusha Sa'aretz from the shame of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Gittin is saying that there's a chiyuv of Chumas and Maisus. Everything with the rice in Surya. That's the rice and Daf Ches and Gittin. You should live there. And if you live there, there's Chumas and Maisus. And there's with the rice. So that's what Gemara says. Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush. But the Rambam paskins, because of for whatever his reasons, that Kibush Yochid, Lo Shmei Kibush. However, this particular din of writing the shtar on Shabbos, he passes according to everybody. Even if Kibush Yochid, Lo Shmei Kibush, he says you do write the shtar on Shabbos because he feels, even though it does not get the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael because it was done in the wrong Seder, the wrong way, however, the Shem of Eretz Yisrael it gets because the Jewish king and Rov Yisrael wanted it, they make it Eretz Yisrael. They cannot be Makadosh it because they're doing it in the wrong way. They should have done first Eretz Yisrael. So Kiddush Eretz has a certain Seder. That was missing. However, the Shem of Eretz Yisrael is Chal, just by the fact that it's a national conquest. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to live in it. Therefore, based upon this Rambam by Surya and the Rav, we could say, in a chanami, a lot, you're right, a lot is completely outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And Stephanie was taken, Shalok Kesidron, it was taken before basic Eretz Yisrael has been conquered and the sovereignty asserted. However, it was done by Malchus Yisrael, Jewish government. It was done al pi rov Yisrael, national will of the people who voted this government in through democratic election of the Knesset. And therefore, they can create a shem, a status of Eretz Yisrael on this foreign territory without Kedusha Sa'ar. That's the vote. That's the rule.
And how many
did they get? Oh, so now Chumas and Maisus say no, because if it doesn't have Kedusha, there's no Chumas and Maisus there. However, and the Takanah Drabbanah was only for Syria, not down in Eilat. So there's no Takanah Drabbanah for Eilat. So there's no Chiyu Chumas and Maisus. You can do whatever you want today without Chumas. However, 2 days Yontif. So this is the question. Is 2 days Yontif go with Kedusha Sa'aretz, or the 2 days Yontif, or 1 day Yontif, go with the Shem of Eretz Yisrael?
There's a very big difference there, Lot, that land was promised by Avraham Avinu, the Adar Naragadol Nahar Paros, as potentially being Eretz Yisrael. A lot? Never. No, it was never promised. put me outside.
Oh, you're coming up with the promise of Avraham Avinu Nahapras. Maybe, I don't know. That's maybe. But the Rav is now working with that concept of the ten lands, promised to Avraham, Kini Knezi Kadmoni, Nat Nahapras, that the Chazal says the Asad Lavoi for the future. Does that have any ramifications nowadays to say that those areas are more prone to become Eretz Yisrael nowadays? It's an interesting point. Okay, I'll want to pursue that in a couple of minutes. I'm just finished this track. No, it's a good idea, but I want to pursue it. But I want to say is, so if we say this is Chiddush, so now what about one day or 2 days? So it makes sense. So that's a very complicated question. Okay, the 1 day, 2 day question of Yontiv. Because the shluchim had nothing to do with Eilat. They were never. There was no shluchim. So if you bring that the shluchim factor into it, you would definitely have 2 days. Biskarov, in general, the Belvo Biskar, he felt that the 1 day, 2 day has very much to do with the shluchim. So he was keeping 2 days in Jerusalem because he felt that who knows if the shluchim got to where I live in Jerusalem. But that's a Biskar Chumra. But the average simple posek feels that if it's Eretz Yisrael, with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, certainly is 1 day. What about if it's Eretz Yisrael without the Kedusha, is it 1 day or 2 days? So, I tell you, it's very relevant, besides the last question. The Gemara and the Rambam, they have a whole bunch of land in Israel proper called Mekomot Shekavshu Olei Mitzrayim, the low kofshu ole bavel. The Gemara says, and it's not a surprise if you know history a little bit, that first time we got to Israel with Yeshua ben Nun, he pretty much got the borders given to Abraham, David HaMelech, and then Shlomo. So it became big, and all of this was done by Sanhedrin. So we pretty much got, let's say, the Gvulos, with here and there a few things missing, but over the few centuries till up to Shlomo Melech, he got the whole of Israel. That's called Bias Kavshu Olam Mitzrayim. The people from Mitzrayim, the first time they conquered. So at some point, we could say, for argument's sake, we had the full Eretz Yisrael in our hands with Kedushas Haaretz 100%. We look at Shlomo Melech. Okay. Olei Bavel. But then all of that's canceled with the Churban Beis HaMikdash with the Babylonians. All the Kedusha is gone. Comes Ezra and he comes in and they start building the land. How much Kedusha, what were the borders of the Kedusha of the second Beis HaMikdash? How far did it go? So there's a Mishnah at the beginning of Gittin which says, Akko is the border on the north. For Shliach HaGet. Ashkelon is the border on the south. So almost all the Mepharshim say, how did Gemara come up with these borders? Akko, Ashkelon, it's not the borders of Eretz Yisrael in general. Israel goes all the way down to the bottom of Gaza for sure. So Ashkelon is not even Gaza. And Akko is not even, Haifa, it's below Haifa. So they say that those are the borders of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni was a very small, weak kingdom. So the most it ever got was Akko on the north and Ashkelon on the south. And some Sanhedrin along the way got those lands. And I don't know, maybe the Hashmonaim, but somewhere along the way, the kings of Israel got that amount of land. And they made the Kedusha of Bayis Sheni. So therefore you have a lot of land south of Ashkelon, north of Akko, which is Kavshu Ole Mitzrayim, below Kavshu Ole Bava. So what's the status of those lands? So the Gemara says, and the Rambam passes like that, that for sure, any mitzvos of Tumas and Maisas over there are only midrabanan, because they never got Kedusha midraisa in the second base of Mikdash. First Kedusha from the first base of Mikdash was bottom, and the second one never got there. So those are only midrabanan, those places. Now, is there a mitzvah to live over there? Is there a mitzvah to live over there? Nowadays, midraisa. A guy is living in Haifa. Is he getting a mitzvah device of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? And let's say he doesn't accept that the Jewish state is a malchus, and he doesn't believe the Knesset is an Heshna Gadol, and he probably has a point. Why should we say that the state of Israel is a malchus, and the Knesset is a Sanhedrin? So, but that nowadays is nothing. So we just have to go back to what it was during the time of Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, where there was a real melech, and a real Sanhedrin. How much were they Makadish? They only Makadish up till Akko. This guy's living in Haifa.
That was lost too. According by Hashem, that was all.
The Rambam passes that Kedusha stays somewhat.
Because it's Yishuv. It's not
it is said that that Kedusha at some level it remains. Okay, so is it better to live south of Akko to get a mitzvah deraisa of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So we can tell the Jews, you know, nefesh b'nefesh. He says, I'm going to send you to the Galil, and that's a big thing nowadays. He says, wait a second, you're giving me a mitzvah d'rabbanan of living in Eretz Yisrael. It's a mokum shelo chaviku ole bavo. I want to live where I get a mitzvah d'raisa. I want to live south of Akko. Is that a position? So according to the Rav, the way the Rav said till now, that he says, if something has the shame of Eretz Yisrael, it has the name of Eretz Yisrael, from Avraham Avinu, you don't need Kedusha for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz. You need Kedusha to do Tshumas and Maisris and Shemitah. Okay, if you want to do a mitzvah deraisa, maybe you should live below Akko. But if you want to just have a mitzvah of living in Israel, you're living in Israel. It's the shame of Eretz Israel. Now, what about one day or 2 days? The guy's living in Haifa, keep 2 days. So, besides the briskets, they keep 2 days in Jerusalem. But besides them, everybody's keeping 1 day to live in Haifa, no matter where you live, you, certainly. So why do we...
Haifa
and Pulowa. Okay, so what's above Akko?
Naria.
Okay, good. So if you live in Naria, I have to apologize, I don't know my Israeli geography so well. So Naria is north of Akko. Someone's living in Naria. Does he keep 1 day or 2 days? So he keeps 1 day. So you see the Tatakana, 2 days, have to do with the Shem of Eretz Yisrael. Something has the Shem of Eretz Yisrael, even doesn't have the Kedusha of Bayis Sheni. However, it has the Shem of Eretz Yisrael, it's 1 day. That we see, the Maisim Chol Yom, hundreds of thousands of Jews, are keeping 1 day north of Akko, or south of Ashkelon, same story. So, we see that Takan of 2 days has to be completely Chutz La'aretz, outside the borders of bias of Ole Mitzrayim. Then it's 2 days. If you're within the area of Ole Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu's God-given land, that takana of 2 days, 1 day, is 1 day. So then we can say, once a lot is given the name of Eretz Yisrael, the Raisa, it becomes 1 day. So we have here a way of giving the Jews in a lot a 1 day yontiv, plus a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. Yes?
Can you ever lose Shem Eretz Yisrael? Meaning, Syria is really has Shem Eretz Yisrael. We don't see people who live in Syria observing 1 day of Yom Kippur. They
kept 2 days.
They kept 2 days. So it sounds like it's either it was lost or maybe it's not all of Syria. I don't know.
That is a very good question. It could be that since it's not a God-given area, it's something which was added on through Kibush of David. It was lost when the Jews were driven out of the land of Israel. So Syria and Bayis Sheni was nothing. So Syria, Bayis Sheni could be just a plain Chutz La'aretz.
Because it wasn't Ole Mitzrayim either.
It wasn't Ole Mitzrayim. And whatever David did was gone through the kibush. Okay, so it okay, that's what it would seem.
The Mishnah in Ketubas, Hakel Oilu Meretz Yisrael, right? And there we see the Eidu, but it also says Hakel Oilu Yerushalayim. And from that second part in C, the Kedusha is a draw.
Oh yeah, it's a good point. You're right. It seems like this, that in the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, there's a double mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to live in the shame of Eretz Yisrael, the regular God-given country. There's an added mitzvah to live in a makom kadosh in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, if you live in Israel, you can get the people to move over to Jerusalem, which has more kedusha. There's a bigger mitzvah to live in. With more kedusha.
Now we know that real estate is more expensive.
The Americans know that it's a mitzvah to have more kedusha. That's why the Americans have to want Yerushalayim. Okay, I think it's pretty much our time. Shikar.
I was writing the whole time, and I'd already highlighted this there.
Those places which had more settled areas and they were in Eretz Yisrael and the Shemitah. Right, so fine, you got to keep 2 days. Let's say there's no lot. So now you're going to say, you know what, we'll go back to the original thing, Shemitah Eretz Yisrael.
I know, Don seems very explicit about the Shulchan. He seems to say there are places where, you know, the Shulchan didn't get to, even if they were within the radius, that, you know, that they took 2 days, because they were, you know, so that would seem to be, he doesn't